uniting the races with truth. Instead of dividing them with lies, we're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Welcome to the Country and Western Tuesday. It's amazing. A lot of stuff going on. No collusion. I don't think anyone's surprised about that. Even the Democrats are not surprised. They're just liars, and they want power. They hunger for that. I have with me, by the way, you can get involved by calling 888-777-5373, 888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question for this week, brand new biblical question, what is a white supremacist? What is a white supremacist? I want to know. Bill Lockwood is here. My friend Bill, one of the smartest white men on this side of heaven. I got to ask Bill, what is that? And Bill is a radio host, teacher, pastor of Our Park Church of Christ, and the author of Ezekiel, the book Ezekiel, the Watchman of Israel. And so many things I want to cover with Bill. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Jesse Lee. How are you today?
All is well, sir. How are you doing?
Very good. Good to be with you.
Thank you, man. A lot of stuff happening in America today, right?
Seems kind of crazy, isn't it? It's just so much rolling down the pike now, yeah.
I want to get to the Southern Poverty Law Center. That's falling apart, yeah, too. But first, I want to ask your impression about the Mueller report, no collusion with the Russian. What was your first impression when you heard that report?
Well, I just knew, of course, as you pointed out in your intro, I realized, and we all suspected, of course, there was nothing there anyway.
Right.
Yeah. But not only that, but at this point, I'm interested in investigating the other side, not because we want to play tit for tat, not because we want to play Republican versus Democrat, but because whoever initiated this and whatever the causes were that brought this about, this was a deep state effort to take down a sitting president. And yeah, people need to realize that that's exactly what was going on. We had people who were leaking, such as the James Comeys of the world, leaking information. Not only so, but we do have collusion of Hillary Clinton with the Russian government in the Uranium One scandal. That was something that has yet to be uncovered.
Yeah.
And also all of her emails that were, she was in violation, clear violation of the law, covered up by the Obama administration and the Obama Justice Department. Plus, you have Hillary on an unsecured email, and Obama not only knowing it, but he was himself using a pseudonym to communicate with her on that. That is himself in violation of it. And he was orchestrating this, and you know that he was. So it's time to go back and look at Obama now.
Why is it that the Republicans don't go strongly after the Democrats when it's proven that they have done illegal things, that they are wrong, but they don't go to jail, they're not punished, they're not put off committees, and they're just like this woman, Omar, who went after the Jews. She's still on committees. Nothing happens. Why is the Republicans so weak toward these people? Why are they so weak?
Boy, that's a good question. You know, when they've been weak as long as I can remember, all of my life, they've been just this way. They always want to play just for— you know, they just want to play a light game, but the Democrats are playing for blood, and that's the way it has always been. I just think that they're weak because they're not standing on truth, and they're not really recognizing the danger, the extreme danger that the Democrats are putting us in by driving us toward a socialistic, communistic-style government.
Yeah.
And they're not necessarily—and besides that, many Republicans are on board with that as far as big government is concerned. We basically have a fascist government now in which the government is a co-owner of all businesses and all properties. I mean, you know, they're right in there. We basically have a fascist government. They are co-owners. But and I think Republicans are responsible for it. But the end result of that is communism, and too many Republicans are right there on board with it.
Is it possible that a majority of the Republicans are no different than the Democrats? Their ideas are the same. They agree on the same. They just pretend to be Republicans?
I believe that's right. You know, I disagree, for example, just as an illustration, I disagree with the entire welfare system because it is wrong,
yes.
It's immoral, it is stealing from some and giving to the other. Republicans simply want to lessen the theft and make it a lesser crime than it is. But once you have admitted the principle, then you're gone. And that's exactly what Republicans have done. They want to simply lessen how much money is taken from one class. Just, for example, also the graduated income tax. That's the brainchild of Karl Marx. We have had that in this country since the time of Woodrow Wilson, and Republicans are not strong enough, apparently, to stand up and say, you know, this is a wrong system. It's a communistic system. It's wrongheaded. It's immoral, and we need to stop it. But, you know, they're just not strong enough to do it.
I've noticed that the president, the Great White Hope, is admitted that he is for America. He's a nationalist. But the fight is not only from the Democrats. It is coming from the Republicans as well. They are against the president as much as the Democrats are in putting America first.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, there are many Republicans who are exactly the same way. And you know, this kind of goes back to a statement I'm going to make here, and that is that I believe the Democrats actually hate America. Now,
yeah.
I know a lot of Democrats are going to fall out on that, but what is America? America is an ideal.
Yeah.
It is a concept of limited government, liberty under limited law. They don't like it. They don't prefer it. They don't want it. They don't want a free market between the states. They don't want states to be able to manage their own businesses, and they haven't done that since the time of Woodrow Wilson and FDR. And that's what America is. Democrats hate that, and many Republicans do also. They want a centralized, powerful government from Washington, D.C. to manage the affairs of everybody's lives, just as they do yours and mine.
Yeah. I've also noticed that, and you can probably disagree with me on this one, that the Republicans, along with the Democrats, I'm not surprised by them, but the Republicans don't stand up for Christians and white people, especially white men. Whenever right. something happened to a Christian or Christians, no big deal. You know, they may mention it, but nothing. Right. Or white men, when something happened to white men, that's negative. No big deal. But when it's the Muslims, when it's anyone else, I even notice, and I love Israel, I stand up for Israel, but I notice that there are many Democrats who would not support Israel anymore. They refuse to go to this, they have some type of convention for Israel, and right. there are several Democrats who are openly not going, not participating. They rather support Omar and that other Muslim woman rather than Israel. And I noticed that Republicans are speaking up about that, but if it happened to Christians, nothing's being said about it. Why so lack of support and respect for Christians?
You know what? It goes to the same root. The hate of America is a hate of Christianity, because America was founded upon Christian principles. You know, when you read the Founding Fathers, Jesse, every one of them sounded on the same note, and that is America was founded upon Christianity and
yeah.
Christian principles. Patrick Henry even called this a Christian republic, a Christian nation founded upon the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's how Patrick Henry put it. The Democrats, the Democrat Party, you can see from their own platform, they hate that. They hate the concept. They despise it. And so anything that is opposed to that is something they're going to prefer. So whether it be communism or whether it be socialism, or whether it be Islam, which is nothing more than communism with a religious edge to it. That's all that it is. So they prefer that instead of Christian principles, which really are the foundation of America.
So the Republicans are feeling the same way about that?
I believe so. This is a spiritual battle.
Yeah.
As you yourself teach and preach, and I think you're exactly right, it's a spiritual warfare, and ours is to cast down imaginations and strongholds. And imaginations, that's 2 Corinthians 10 and 5, refers to the concepts and the illusions of men, the ideas, the worldviews that people have.
Yeah.
That's our goal, and we're facing that, and that's what they're about.
That's amazing. When I first became, I was at one time Democrat, and then God changed my heart, so my values changed, and I became a Republican after reading the platform. And now I find that the Republicans, not all, but most of them, don't even represent the Republicans' platform of God, country, Constitution, family, individuality. They don't represent that anymore. That's gone.
Right. Well, I mean, now they're championing people like John Kennedy, who himself was a Democrat, and he was for a globalist government. You know, he signed the idea that actually a treaty in which he was going to give away all of our armed forces and armaments to the United Nations over a period of time. It was going to transfer. I mean, this is the Republican today, and that was the Democrat of 1960. But it was always a big government, one worlder, socialistic concept. And even though they might be soft socialist in the Republicans, nevertheless, the socialism is what it is. Unless we get rid of the national welfare system, HUD, and the National Education Association, and government control of every aspect of our lives, then I'm going to say that we're all socialistic in some respects, and that Republicans are too.